This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Veronica Yvette Lopez. Date of birth, March the 19th, 1985. Case ID number 386-3454. Date of exam, January the 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, Edinburgh Regional Medical Center, South Texas Hospital Systems. Medical records dated 6/16/22. A Social Security questionnaire dated August the 10th, 2022. And medical records from Dr. Cameron Lancarte, dated 3/16/2022. And also a report from Rio Grande Regional Hospital, dated January the 4th, 2022. Identifying information. This is a 37-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic neuropathy, gastroparesis, and history of diabetic ketoacidosis, comma, decreased vision, comma, and depression slash anxiety slash insomnia slash fogged memory. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic neuropathy slash gastroparesis slash diabetic ketoacidosis. The claimant states that in 2010, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 80 pounds. The claimant does have in-organ damage but has had no laser performed. She denies any nephropathy at this time, but does have severe diabetic neuropathy of her hands and feet. She denies any cardiovascular disease. The claimant just does check her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out around 250. She states the lowest it's ever been has been 44 mg/dL, and the highest it's ever been has been 540 mg/dL. The claimant suffers from gastroparesis and has had diabetic ketoacidosis multiple times, approximately 9 times in the past. Her last episode was June the 16th, 2022. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 10.5, and sometimes it goes up to 11. And she has been in a diabetic coma in 2010. At the present time, the claimant is taking Novolog 12 units TID with meals, Lantus 25 units of QQPM. She is on no oral medications, and she has been diagnosed as insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Allegation number two, poor vision. The claimant states that in 2008, when she developed diabetes mellitus, she also started to develop problems with her eyesight. She has had problems in the past with right corneal erosion and has been treated for that condition by her physician, her ophthalmologist. The claimant states that she has poor vision and poor peripheral vision. At the present time, she uses lubricating drops for her eyes. She was diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy, right corneal erosions, and her Snellen vision at this time is OD, uncorrected is 20/200, pinhole is 20/50, corrected is 20/50, OS uncorrected is 20/200, pinhole is 20/70, corrected is 20/40, binocular uncorrected is 20/70, and binocular corrected is 20/30. Her condition appears to be stable, but is guarded. Allegation number 3, depression / anxiety / insomnia / fog memory. The claimant states that since 2019, she has been suffering from a major depressive disorder along with anxiety, insomnia, and fog memory. She was placed on amitriptyline but did not take the medication. She suffers from crying spells and has had suicidal ideation in the past, but no suicidal attempts. She states she has sadness, depression, insomnia, decreased appetite, burst of anger, and weakness. She has difficulty focusing on what needs to be done and concentrating. She states her energy level as well as her motivation level is very poor, and she has very fogged memories at this time from her uncontrolled diabetes. She was very concerned that she has been hearing voices and seeing shadows. Recently, she had a brother and a father pass away from alcohol abuse. The father did have throat cancer, and the brother died of cirrhosis of the liver. The claimant did present to my office crying, and she cried throughout the examination. She is not being treated at this time, and her condition does not appear to be stable. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, stand for 20 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time and is not seeing a physician at this time. She was given ibuprofen, 800 milligrams QD, and cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QD for pain, but she is presently not taking the medication. As she states, when she did take it, it did not help her. Her physical activity includes walking a little bit to get out. Family history. The father died at the age of 68 from throat cancer and alcohol abuse. The mother is 65 and has obesity and osteoarthritis. She has a brother who died at the age of 40 from cirrhosis of the liver. Medications, metoclopramine, 5 milligrams QD, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams QD, famotidine, 5 milligrams QD, Zofran, 8 milligrams twice a week, omeprazole, 10 milligrams QD, amitriptyline, the claim is no longer taking the medication, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams QD, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QD, Novolog, 12 units TID before meals, and Lantus, 25 units sub-Q, 2 p.m. The claimant is presently only taking at this time the Novolog and the Lantus, secondary to not being able to buy her medications because of lack of funds. Medical problems, gastroparesis, acute kidney injury, gastritis, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, migraine headaches, decreased vision with right corneal erosion, depression / anxiety / insomnia / fog memory, history of diabetic ketoacidosis times 9, and also of diabetic coma in 2010. Major surgeries, incision and drainage of the left buttock secondary to abscess formation with sepsis, which occurred in 2020. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant did use marijuana, and the last time she used it was in August of 2022. She denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight is 149 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 2 inches. BP, 132 over 90 mmHg. Heart rate, 100 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 27.5. General. This is a 37-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also presented in a very depressed mood and crying. She appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you drop down to abdomen? The abdomen was soft but tender and non-distended on palpation. The claimant had decreased bowel sounds with auscultation. No organ mingling or mass is appreciated on evaluation. The claimant states that she does suffer from constipation. She does have gastroparesis and is being treated for that condition. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She appeared to be very anxious as well. She did not have clear thought processes and her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as mild decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of her knees and her shoulders, as well as her neck area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical spine, but the claimant appears to have a normal thoracic and lumbar spine flexion. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is a normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, but with some sensory deficit. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was only able to flex at 110 degrees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have some muscle spasms. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant does have some limitations in her visual acuity, but not in her visual fields, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to poorly controlled insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, gastroparesis, and decreased vision, along with severe depression at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic neuropathy / gastroparesis and history of diabetic ketoacidosis. Confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant appears to be not well controlled at this time, secondary to lack of funds, and she is having some other side effects of uncontrolled diabetes. Allegation number two, decreased vision. Confirmed with physical examination, which has been corrected with glasses. The claimant states that she had corneal erosions of the right eye. However, physical exam appeared to be normal. Allegation number three, depression / anxiety / insomnia / fog memory - confirmed with physical examination. It is not being treated at this time, and the claimant does not appear to be well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Veronica Yvette Lopez.